Sydney Surf Report.
Don, the early bird gets the surfing worm this morning.
Yes, they do indeed, but we have light offshore winds, breezes, I should say, across Sydney's beaches this morning, and of small to very small swell. So you're going to need to go to those beaches to pick up the swell from the south. That would include Bondi this morning and Maroubra. And on the north side, you probably have a better shot at waves at Curl than you do in the corner of DY, but there are little waves in there in DY corner where I just took a picture a minute ago. Wave size is around about the waist high mark on the bigger ones. There might be the occasional bomb set that pushes up into the chest high range, right on a little peak, right on low tide, before that sea breeze swings around and comes in this afternoon out of the northeast. So, Simon, not flat, but not big. Just small little springtime waves and a glorious, gorgeous morning.
And the water temperature is getting warmer, Dawn.
It's creeping up, but you know what? It's creeping up out at sea more than inshore. I was out day before yesterday, I think it was the last time I was in the water, and I think the water felt like it was around the 18 mark, 17, 18 mark, somewhere in there. Cool. I definitely wanted to have my steamer on, but if you look at the water temperature kind of stuff they put on, you know, weather sites and such, those come from a sensor that's sitting out on the MHL wave rider buoy. And that's well offshore, and oftentimes water is warmer. The surface water is a bit warmer out there. So it doesn't always map perfectly to what we get on the beaches. As people will go, but it said 19. It's
yeah,
really cool.
I should be able to bath in that. What's it looking like for the week ahead?
Well, what it's looking like for the week ahead is you should get in the water today or tomorrow is what it's looking like to me. Because I think we're going to be in a classic spring pattern of very tiny, short-period wind waves. Very small, probably not even in the surfable range in the middle part of the week. Toward the end of the week, I've got my fingers crossed for a little south pulse to gradually develop, not to be very big, similar to what we have today, actually. So if it gets a longer period, it could be a bit better than that. So, yeah, go surfing today.
Hey.
And keep your fingers crossed for tomorrow for a last little scrap. Do your work and go to school and be good all week. And toward the end of the week, you know, start gearing up for some more fun.
Some schools' exams are starting. I think they'll need a surfing break. Hey, Don, are you next to a computer at the moment?
I am, sir.
Go to our blog and you'll see the photo of these carp. They are humongous.
I wanted to do that, and I just wrote it down as I was listening to you before I came on and thinking, oh, yeah, I got to check that out. Wouldn't it be great if there was a way to pull those things out of our waterways more easily? You know, virtually every waterway and freshwaterway in New South Wales is infested with the things.
They're the rats of the waterways, but this is the algae apparently has had some form of effect, and you'll see these bodies, the algae, for some reason, I think, deprived oxygen of the lake, and that's why they're there. So we'll find out after the headlines.
Well, I'll be listening.
And Mr. Norris, I'll be checking out realsurf.com. Have a great weekend.
You too, Simon Marty.
On 702 ABC Sydney.